Thank you for hanging in with me, or if you're just waking up, tuning in now with the best in overnight talk radio. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm sitting in for George Norrie. My name is Dave Schrader. If you like the strange and supernatural, let me point you out to our personality page over at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Right now, go there, put in the keyword darkness. You'll find our personality page. We've got a lot of really interesting content over there, including a video that was sent to me. Is it video evidence of a ghost at the famous Rolling Hills Asylum? A very interesting shadow person video that appears to have captured something pretty profound. So go check that out on our page. There's also a black-eyed demon photograph that was supposedly captured during Christmas and so much more. That's at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Keyword darkness. And you can check out my website, darknessradio.com, to keep up with all the strange and supernatural going on in the world around us. We're taking your calls for the remainder of tonight's show. We were talking with our guest, Barbara Lamb, regarding alien hybrids. Calling in on the line from Wildcard Line 3, Ryan in Seattle. You are also a hybrid, Ryan, is that right?
That is correct, Dave, I am.
And do you know which race you are a hybridization of?
I've come to the conclusion that I'm possibly from the Sirius B nebula. When I was a kid, I used to fall asleep in the backyard staring at Orion's belt, and I just wanted to fly into the sky and go home.
When did you start to realize that you might not be like everyone else, or that you might be mixed with an alien race?
I really started to notice it in my teen years when I started to develop some genetic defects along with some psychic abilities.
And what type of genetic defects, if you don't mind?
Well, my chest grew inward, and it pushed all of my, like, my heart was off to the side. My lungs are way bigger than they're supposed to be. I'm fairly tall. I'm the tallest person in my family. My eyes are pretty big. The roots of my teeth, they go all the way into my sinuses. And I actually had to have reconstructive surgery on my chest, otherwise it would have killed me.
Has there been any kind of connections to any one of these defects in your family prior to you?
No.
Let me ask you this. If aliens have made this giant leap in scientific technology that they can meld two different life forms together like this and create hybrids, what do you think happened in your case? Why do you think there were so many defects in the system?
Well,
and if there were, why would they... why would they put you here on Earth where you obviously would not fit in or feel comfortable with the maladies and the changes you had?
So, I mean, no technology is perfect, and they're still advancing with their technologies just as we are, but they're just light years ahead of us. My mom was abducted when she was a child. I remember her telling me stories about that. And I believe that they tampered with her reproductive organs so they could successfully reincarnate my soul into a human body. And I was born from a normal human conception. However, my mother's ovaries were mutated.
And have you had any medical testing on your DNA or on your blood, any of your structures that come back that doesn't match up with the rest of what we know as humanity with DNA?
No, I haven't, but I believe that this goes farther than just, you know, DNA. This is a fifth dimensional being that we're talking about, so... I mean, there could be parts of the DNA that would show that, but we don't even have the technology to see it.
But something so dramatically changed, it would just seem like that. Have you had contact with any of the races at this point?
I've had shadow figures, and I've actually had bad experiences. Nothing good like Barbara was talking about. They actually tried to kill me when I was younger.
Do you believe that those are other alien races, or are they part of your race trying to eradicate you?
I'm not sure. I'm actually looking for some of those same answers to this day. I definitely know I'm different. I've always had psychic abilities. I have dreams that come true. I can read minds. I can feel people's emotions. I saved my cousin's life just through a dream. He would have died at this party if I hadn't dreamed of him dying at this party. And I actually went there to rescue him and everything. That happened in my dream was happening when I got there until I stopped it.
So you've been basically left alone here on this planet with people that you don't necessarily fit in with being stalked. I mean, how does that make you feel? Do you feel like you were kind of cheated, or I mean, I would think that'd be a horrific state of affairs for any human being, let alone in your situation.
Well, I feel like it's both a gift and a curse. I feel like I was an experiment, and because I could go into the story of how they tried to kill me when I was younger, they'd come to me as these shadow figures because they're extra-dimensional. They'd come to me, and, you know, every kid has their imaginary friend, but mine was a little bit different. And mine was a shadow figure, and he would talk to me telepathically. That was what I remember. Just like he would look at the shadow show up, and it would implant thoughts into my mind, and I could speak back to him in the same way. And one time I was outside, I was running through the yard, I was flying my kite, and it came to me and said, if you want to fly away into the sky with this kite, you know, fly away up as high as you can, run this direction as fast as you can. And I listened, and I ran that direction, and I wound up tripping over a barbed wire fence and slitting my throat. And I've had 19 stitches. Doctors said it was a miracle that I made it through. The cuts were about a centimeter away from my jugular vein.
With that said, I mean, again, you've had different medical maladies. You've been, it sounds like, with all the surgeries and things you've been through, have they found anything else that seems out of place or out of order in what we would expect to be a normal human?
Other than like my lung capacity, my bone structure, things like that, not really. Well, I haven't really thought that out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in to share part of your story with us this evening, Ryan. Pleasure to speak with you. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more calls coming in here on Open Phone Lines on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. Hybrids, are they among us and why? What are their purpose here? Especially what we've heard so far, most of the hybrids don't understand why they're here either. They're not really getting transmissions or messages from their home race to explain to them what their purpose is. We have a call west of the Rockies, Annalisa from Salt Lake City. Annalisa, you are also a hybrid?
Well, yes, actually. I'm kind of a little different kind of a hybrid, but I can explain that a little bit later in a moment. I have some important questions to help you to understand with what's going on.
Okay.
With why some of these people, which we're calling them hybrids, people also call them light workers or beings of light. What's going on is right now, we have a very different, let me explain this kind of in a way so people can understand it. It's a frequency, a vibration that we have in the brain receptors that are being blocked because of certain chemicals, foods, the GMOs, that aren't allowing these children when they're being born to develop correctly. There are books that have been written to help teach how feed your children, the children that are being born into the world. They call them star children. Some people are calling them, well, actually there's a, let me start from the beginning. We have indigo children, we have crystal children, we have rainbow children. These are all star children. And how your last caller said his soul was incarnated in here. This is something that sounds pretty out there, and most people think it's probably just a bunch of craziness. But that's okay, because within time, it's all going to come and unveil itself within the ability for people to have a higher conscience. What's happening is the ability for people to reach a higher conscience has been blocked through our government, knowing how we can develop our mind. They're putting in the foods MSG, sodium benzoate, they're putting in all sorts of preservatives that actually are not preservatives, they're high poisons. If you were to research sodium benzoate, that's what they use to make the rocket ship go up into space. That's what they use to make the firecrackers go up in the sky and explode. And they're putting this in every single product of our everything, our bathing, shampoos, toothpaste, your pies, your cupcakes, your cereal, your salsa, all your dressings, everything you can think of, it is in it. You have got to find a way, alternatively, to find products that do not have these. What's happened now, people that have been born that are these hybrids, are part of their mission is to learn through the process of what they're going through. as a young child. And sometimes when they're a young child, if they are exposed to pesticides and these things, they are going to have a harder time receiving transmissions. I was very fortunate when I was young. I was raised having organic foods. I started receiving things when I was very little. I started knowing everything I was supposed to be here for. I started seeing all about the internet, www.com. I was in second grade. I was shown everything that was going to happen and how to prepare and what to do for this world. Now, these people, their missions, they are here in a way that they are yet to learn to understand. They are not allowed, we are not allowed to have certain interference with outside terrestrial help, only to a certain degree, because there are certain universal laws, or I should say, when I say laws, they are particular rules, we call them rules, that you have to align with. If you don't align with them and you are resisting and going against them, then it creates an effect that creates problems, and they aren't allowed to interfere in creating any type of interference in our planet. So when
but by doing what they're doing and creating hybrids, that's interfering with our planet.
Well, wait, let me explain. Okay, there is an actual, you know, that's very good statement, but let me explain something. Is it actually not interfering to a degree, I said. They are allowed, and we are all allowed, to do things to a degree. When I say us, let me re-explain. Okay, that sounded a little bit off. People on this planet are here to learn and grow. Their experiences, and to go through what they go through, will teach them and guide them and get them to gain something that they will not gain unless they go through this. Yet we understand that. But at the same time, we have been given the ability to be allowed through a galactic, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but they're just kind of like the movie Star Wars. It's just almost exactly very parallel. There is an actual alliance, a galactic alliance, and they are to create goodness to help create a balance throughout the different galaxies. So there is an order of harmony. And if you step outside of certain boundaries, then it can create a complete disruption. So there are particular things that are only allowed that are going to be okay for, not necessarily when I say interfering, they're allowing them to come here to be born, but it's not creating an interference with the planet in a negative way as far as creating a problem, because these spirits, when they are incarnated here, this is also the next issue I was going to bring up. When they are incarnated into this earth, they aren't necessarily coming through, like that man said, all healthy. It isn't necessarily that when they're being born, they're birth defected, having problems because of some kind of major weird birth defect. It's because their vibration, their spirit, the frequency is a very high frequency. The mother, in order for her to hold the frequency of the baby has to, the womb, the mother has to have the physical baby before the spirit can come. It has to be in a high, the mother has to be at a high enough vibration, meaning she's got enough nutrients and a good enough immune system to where her body can uphold to hold this baby. Now, this is why a lot of times people don't know this, but the baby, when it's in the womb, the spirit yet is not necessarily in the womb yet. It comes in at different times for different people, depending on where the mother is with her vibration, because it can create a miscarriage. And a lot of people don't understand this, because what happens is that baby, the vibration is such a high frequency that the mother can't hold the frequency of the spirit.
Now, do you get all of this information through telepathic transmission, or do you sit down with the people from whatever hybridization you are?
Absolutely.
And they discuss this?
Absolutely.
Both?
I have been receiving transmissions my entire life since I was very young, and I would receive major information that was so profound. And I would go then and I would do research and I would talk with other people and come together to collaborate. So I
do you collaborate with the government? Are they aware of who you are and the chair?
That's the next thing. I'm hiding from the government. No, that's one funny question. Let me just tell you. Now, I've had actually, I do This is called, it's a particular type of blood analysis. And I do this blood analysis. When they were showing my blood, which was kind of a mistake, they weren't supposed to use me as an example. Have you ever heard of live blood cell analysis?
I have not.
Okay. In a nutshell, you take your blood, it's under a microscope. They stick this to the microscope to a digital camera that goes onto the computer. You can see everything going on in the bloodstream and everything going on in the microscope. Mm-hmm. And you can analyze and you can see everything that's going on, telling the person what's going on in their body just by analyzing the blood. Now, this is what I do also. When they were showing my blood to teach this course, because I used to teach this, they were showing, and they actually weren't supposed to use my blood, because the man that I worked with, he knows all about me, and he also knows many other people as well as me. And so, in any case, we were showing the blood, and it had my white, it had the blood cells, but it showed a particular blood cell that wasn't a human blood cell. And one person happened to notice this. And when they noticed this, it really threw them. So they went to go talk to the person that does own the company that does this to ask, why in the world am I showing that I don't have human blood cells? He had to make up some really crazy story and say there was a problem just with the microscope. So in any case, there are ways to show, but the thing is, the way that our bodies are designed, this is where it is very difficult, because now that people are having these the MSG, the preservatives, they're saying are preservatives in the food, it's messing up the DNA. It is literally messing up the DNA in people's body. It's creating the body to have autoimmune issues, all sorts of defects and problems. The people who are hybrid will be much more sensitive to this, to where they will become much, much more sicker faster, and it actually can kill them. This is something that a lot of hybrids are not aware of, and some are. The chemicals, the fumes, the things on this planet, we are much, much more at a severe danger to our system than a regular human. These things can kill us. And so a lot of people right now that are hybrids are being extremely sick. They're even dying off the planet, but they're not knowing what's going on. They're not having any idea how come their immune system and how come their bodies are having these defects and autoimmune issues. Medical doctors, they're clueless. The government, they're in on it. They're the ones who have conspired the whole thing. They've known about us. They've known how to create a way to actually tear down society, not just hybrids, but humans, regular, just human beings.
Well, if they've come here in a peaceful notion and they've come here to try to educate us or make a better place, why would they do something that would cause a destruction of the planet that they're hybridizing and trying to populate?
Not them, the government. The government is doing it, not the outside alliance of different alien beings. There are many different nations of alien beings.
All right, Emily. So I appreciate the call, and we're up against our break. Thank you for sharing some of your insights and unique perspective on this. We'll continue taking your phone calls if you'd like to call in and talk and share your thoughts and belief systems on the hybrids and on the possibilities of alien races contacting us. We'd love to hear from you, or if you'd like to talk about any other topic, the phone lines are open. It's your time to shine here on Coast to Coast AM. I'll be back again with you tomorrow night here on Coast to Coast AM. We'll take a look at the popularity, this worldwide phenomena of fascination with making a murderer. The case of Stephen Avery. It's a Netflix series, a mini-series, docudrama series, that 10 episodes. They look at the life and experiences of this man that was wrongly convicted of rape and abuse, and then when he was released, how he was then arrested within 2 years for a murder that happened to be right about the time he would have been getting a $35 million payout from the local government. Was there a conspiracy to entrap this man and make him appear to be guilty of a crime so that they wouldn't have this payout? That's what the documentary would have you believe. What's going on behind the story? Michael Griesbach, who wrote a book called The Innocent Killer, will join us for the first 2 hours of tomorrow night's show. And in A Fair Play, we will have Dan O'Donnell join us in the third hour. He believes that he has the smoking gun piece of evidence that convinces him that the making a murderer subject, Stephen Avery, is in fact guilty. We'll have him join in a point-counterpoint session with our first guest, Michael Griesbach. And in the fourth hour, we'll take a look at a totally different perspective of the case. Was there another serial killer that happened to be in Wisconsin at the same time, active, that may have had a hand in this? Well, our third guest, John Cameron, believes so. Edward Wayne Edwards will be under the microscope tomorrow in the fourth hour as we look at his connection to the Stephen Avery case. That's tomorrow on Coast to Coast AM. And if you've missed any part of tonight's show, fascinating show on hybrids, or you know you won't be able to tune in live tomorrow, but you want to know when you can listen to that show, it's real simple. Become a Coast Insider. Just go to coasttocoastam.com. Become an insider. You'll get access to those shows and 5 years of past archives, live chats with George Norrie, the other hosts, and some of the fascinating guests that we host here on the show. All that information's up on our website. A one-year subscription breaks down to only 15 cents a day. That's right, 15 cents a day for all of the entertainment from the best in overnight talk radio. While you're there at coasttocoastam.com, check out Beyond Belief. That's George Norrie's TV show. So if you're fascinated with what you hear on the radio and would like to see more, then check out beyondbelief.com. And the final mention for you this evening, ParanormalDate.com now has free apps in the Apple and the Android store. That's right. You can now take ParanormalDate.com on the go with you. Meet the one that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with that has the same fascinations and interests you do. And check it out at ParanormalDate.com. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and return with your calls here on Coast to Coast AM. We're back on Coast to Coast AM, and we're taking your calls. Gino on Wildcard Line 1 in St. Louis, welcome to the show.
Hey, David, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for your patience and hanging in with us this evening. What did you want to talk about, Gino?
I'm a Coast to Coast insider, and I listen to your shows continually during the day at work.
Well, great. Thank you.
I'm a scientist. I'm a physicist and electrical engineer, and I've always had a theory about why we don't see that many aliens out there.
And why do you think that?
Hear it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, one of the tenets of my theory is that given the laws of physics for this particular universe that we're in, any intelligent species that manipulates technology has to be vaguely humanoid in form. Okay. That's my first tenet. The second tenet is that during that technological progression of that species, they have to go through, like we're going through right now, artificial intelligence, creating artificial intelligence. And once that artificial intelligence reaches a singularity, the intelligence of that robots, let's say, that are made will increase exponentially. And at that point, for that species, those robots end up being so smart that we seem like ants in comparison in terms of capabilities. And at that time, I think that most of the technological advances of that species stop. And the reason they stop is because the robot advanced species acts as caretakers and makes sure that the species that created them stays in existence, but they try to maintain them to make sure that their creators never end up going extinct. And I think what's happening on Earth, instead of having hybrids, what I think's happening on Earth is I don't think this is the first time that the human race has been disadvanced as a civilization. And I think that we already had reached that point where we had created an artificial intelligence, and we have already gone through this process once, and we have a caretaker robots that we've created in the past, way in the past, that we see as UFOs and that we see as aliens that are caretaking us and keeping us from advancing to a point where we make ourselves extinct. And I think what we see as hybrids are these robotic artificial intelligences trying to make the human species better in terms of being able to go through the process of what we're doing to the Earth right now. The Earth is changing. We're killing the Earth. And in order for our species to exist, we'll have to change. And I think that what we're seeing is this artificial intelligence surreptitiously working in the background to hybridize what we have and make us into a species that will still exist in the future. The only reason I say that I don't believe that we are being invaded or watched by other species is because and being hybridized with them is because just in my background from physics and from electrical engineering, and both of those are pretty much the same thing. All I can tell you is I don't think that there are two species out there that could meld into one. And I don't know from my technological background, I think it's impossible to do that. But of course, who am I to say? Maybe these people are so advanced that they can do something like that. But that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Gino, thank you for listening to the show and giving us a call this evening. Let's go to Wildcard Line 4, Christopher in Portland, Oregon. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Christopher. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's a couple things. First one was the gentleman who called you was nailing his curtains shut and stuff like that. Sounds exactly like an out-of-body experience to me. And everything he said sounds exactly like it, so I would urge him, instead of going to a hypnotherapist, and if you do go to a hypnoaggressive therapist, please take great care in doing that. Make sure the person that you're doing that with is very responsible. But as far as hybrids go, I'm kind of, I don't know. It's entirely possible, of course, like everything. But any self-respecting alien civilization is probably going to look at the human species on planet Earth that are brutal romperoo and say, let's just kind of observe and make sure they don't do anything stupid, But then again, anything is possible. And I'm kind of curious that as soon as we started setting off atomic weapons, the UFO flaps and flying saucer sightings kind of got really large, didn't they?
Yeah, they certainly did. There was quite a bit more going on. Was it they saw that we got to a certain evolution in our history, and that's what made them known? I'm not sure. Why wait till that point? Why wait till we're so destructive that we're killing ourselves before you make yourself known?
Well, I don't know. It's something I thought of. Also, I knew this gentleman, what the last caller mentioned, things happening before, as far as the human species goes. And I knew a gentleman, Marcola, Oregon, Leo Pashelke, who was an old logger, and he collected all sorts of geodes and stuff. And he had one geode that looked like a battery, and it was really, really weird. And I was a teenager when I first saw this, so I started looking into it a little further, and then I discovered that a lot of these have been found, and they don't exactly know what the alloys are. So, it's an interesting theory as far as whatever civilization may or may not have been here, and theories on Atlantis and such, but the human species is a truly amazing species, and some of the things we're discovering now are amazing enough. Just the supposedly mundane things such as water can possibly hold memory, if you're familiar with Dr. Emoto, who photographed water crystals after saying different words like love, hate, and such, and seeing what the crystals look like. Are you familiar with that at all?
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your thoughts. Let's go to Wild Card Line 2, Mark, Baltimore. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hi, Dave. How you doing? First of all, I want to thank you for getting me the information to keep track of your show. I've heard it a couple times, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I remember Carl Sagan, he used to say that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Right.
And, you know, anyone, you know, I'm not a non-believer, but I'm also a skeptic, too. And anyone can self-proclaim, but, you know, if you're going to self-proclaim, you really need to come out with some concrete, incontrovertible evidence.
I agree.
And the problem that I'm having with these people that are calling up and claiming they're hybrids is there always seems to be a problem when, you know, the question is asked about the DNA. I know a little something about DNA, and the one person who said, the one female who said that somebody claimed there was a problem with the microscope or something, I don't buy that because with DNA strands in the human species, there are a certain amount of gaps between the strands and only a certain amount of gaps. And if there are more, then you're not, then it's extraterrestrial. If they're less, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're extraterrestrial. But, you know, if I were a hybrid, which I'm not, but if I were, I would come out with it. I would go public, and I would make sure that I had incontrovertible evidence to prove it. And I don't think that the government has the capability to keep something like that a secret, because there would have to be so many people involved in that, and there's even if it was as compartmentalized as they could make it, I still believe that somebody would have to eventually leak something out.
Well, that's the whole idea, is that they have leaked out and have come forward. But like you said, and when we spoke to our guest earlier, I want the proof. I want to see something that isn't just, well, you have to take my word for it, or we believe this to be true because, there has to be scientific principles. And the idea that, well, it's too expensive, yeah, if you're going to run 20, 30 people, it might be expensive. And in that case, I would think if you ran a Kickstarter or a crowdfunding page and you picked two of the people that you felt were the most likely to truly be a hybrid, I think you would have enough people just from the coast-to-coast audience that would be willing to kick in a few dollars to do a full DNA genetic run-up on this, we would have those answers. So I agree with you.
Exactly.
Right.
In her book, I mean, and then her narrative, Barbara's narrative, you know, it sounded all good and fine and everything. And, you know, she said she's going to bring her hybrids to this conference. And I've been to a few of those conferences, but, you know, hey, if they're willing to show up at one of these conferences, then maybe then, you know, that would be the proper venue if they could set it up correctly to do some type of DNA analysis, because anybody can be born with big eyes, really.
I agree.
I see people. I see plenty of people out there with big eyes and darker eyes. And you know, I haven't read the book. I guess if I come across it, I might thumb through it, but,
sure.
You know,
well, you can check out the links on the website. They're up there and available for you to look at. Let's go to, first time caller list, David in New York City. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Doing well, David. What did you want to talk about?
Look, Dave, I have a similar level of skepticism that you have. Maybe mm-hmm. not exactly the same, but a similar level of skepticism. Let's see if we can parse this out. This lady come across these beings.
Mm-hmm.
The government has absolutely no idea that they are here. They had no idea when they were planted here. I mean, the spacecraft had to come and no jets were scrambled and they didn't follow them and capture them and, you know. So they are now here. She didn't take them to a governmental agency because they are just here existing. Just existing. That's all. When I hear these people calling in claiming they are who they are, and I hear the old lady, now she sounds like a very nice lady. I don't mean to hate on her. But, hey, what they're making this sound like, a penal colony. And those people who are calling in claiming they are whom they are rejects.
Because that's an interesting philosophy.
This clumsy way of introducing them to the earth, and they are going to solve problems, and just like you said, I mean, wouldn't it be on a more grandiose scale? Why not go to SETI if they have these cognitive abilities? Why not go to SETI? They, as a collective, beam a cognitive message to their parents. The parents beam a message back to SETI. Yes, they are the ones. But, you know, something.
Right. Because well, that's the part now, of it, right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The way this is going now, no. I'm not believing this.
It is hard to wrap your mind around. I agree with you. It's a hard concept to grasp. If they have come all this way, they've done this, they want to help humanity, then give the proof to prove that you are who you are. And I know the naysayers will say, well, if they give the proof, they're going to become test subjects, and that very well could be. Maybe that's part of what's going on. But then it seems like then stop messing with the planet and dropping these people off saying that they will be the ones to lead us into the future when you can't do anything to substantiate or prove those allegations. And it's interesting. I appreciate you listening tonight and giving us a call, being a part of the show. And I'm sorry we didn't get to all of the callers this evening, but I appreciate you being with us and spending your time on the show. Tomorrow night I'm back, and we'll be examining true crime as we talk about the Stephen Avery cases featured on the Netflix hit TV special documentary series that they did called Making a Murderer. The innocent victim, Michael Griesbach, will be my guest in the first 2 hours. We'll also be joined by a skeptic in the third hour of the entire case. And in the fourth hour, we'll take a look at a possible other potential perpetrator of that crime. That's tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. Check out my website, darknessradio.com, for more information. And remember to stay true, be kind, and be loving to one another. We'll be back with you again tomorrow right here on Coast to Coast AM.